All right. So let's get right into it now without further ado. So, Bria, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do?
Sure. I am a beautiful, smart, very talented individual created by God. I love helping people to discover what is great about themselves and how to leverage that for whatever goals they're trying to set. So I coach individuals, I coach families, I coach organizations, executives, really anyone who wants to focus on what is already awesome about them and help them to build that into even greater success, happiness, better communication, you know, whatever it is that they're needing or wanting. But to focus on our strengths instead of the areas that we're not naturally talented, you know?
So. Yeah. Now, that's what I do. Back in the day when you and I first spoke, I want to say it was probably like February 2019.
Wow, almost a year ago.
Yeah, almost a year ago. And I have to say that I have noticed a tremendous a change on what I've been seeing just through social media alone. I feel like you're really kind of like stepping up the game, putting out a lot more content on what it is that you do. And I'm really, really glad you are, because as a content creator and marketing kind of guy, to see you rocking it like that, it's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel like I'm not ever on social media, so I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Well, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of, you know, when you post up and stuff, I've been following. And yeah. So most of what it is that you do is help people to kind of work through situations. Is that correct?
You know, it's so hard to describe, you know, like that elevator pitch or that one liner that you're supposed to have. I don't have it, because what I do is so individualized to each situation. So it could be that someone's in a tough time, they're navigating a transition or whatever, and I can help them through that, right? But it might be that things are going awesome and they want more awesome, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be a lot of different situations. So, but what I do is I help people understand how they see the world. You know, we all walk through the world. We think, we feel, we emote, and we act in ways that are completely different than the person next to us and the person across from us. I mean, we all have our own individual human experience, right? And it's so natural to us that we can't think or feel or act any other way, because that's just the way that our brain is wired to do those things. So I help people identify their unique greatness, the way that they think and see, think and feel and act through the world, that lens, right? If you want to think about it like eyeglass lens or sunglass lens, the filter that they see the world through, we identify what that is from a position of strength, right? Their natural talents, their natural gifts. And then we figure out how to apply that to whatever challenge they're facing. Or, like I said, if they're already in a position of awesome and they just want more awesome, then we, you know, then we move the needle forward that way. So,
you know, I have a very specific question for you, because I've been reading a lot about this, and it seems to come up in my feed quite a bit these days, which must be due to the algorithm, right? But I've been seeing a lot about, you know, rewiring the brain. Is it possible to rewire the brain?
Absolutely. Yes.
How do we go about that? Because, you know, the I Choose Foundation, like what we're about, it's all about like making the choice to change our lives. If our lives are not what we want them to be, or not what we believe they should be, or not the way things seem to be, like whatever it is, everybody's different. Everybody has different improvements they're going to want to make. You know, we've talked to a lot of people who are suffering with addiction. We've talked to people who have, you know, had suicidal ideation, weight loss transformation. I mean, we've covered a tremendous amount of topics on this show. How does one go about actually starting the process of rewiring?
Yeah. Well, this topic is so interesting to me, and I am by far Well, I am not an expert. There are experts beyond me.
You're more of an
But
expert than me, that's for sure.
well, thank you. My question, I mean, this is what I study, live, eat, sleep, breathe all day long. But my question or my response is really more of a question. I would ask you, like, do you want to rewire your brain? And let me clarify that, because obviously we want to move from those destructive behaviors to productive behaviors, right?
Yeah.
But I think, based on the research that there's lots of research out there, I think the best way to do that, not the only way, but the best way to do that is to use the natural wirings of your brain to do that. And can I maybe like talk out loud
Yeah,
in an
please go
intention
through it
too?
with me. Elaborate on that.
Okay, so I actually just bought a car today. So cars are on my brain. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So
Which model Maserati did you buy?
right. Well, anyways, we all understand that a car or vehicle, right, is a they're all the same in one way. They're very similar, right? They have wheels, they have an engine, they have doors, they move from one place to the next. But each body type, right? You could get a little coupe, you could get an SUV, you could get a truck, you could get a race car, right? They all do the same thing essentially, but they do it in different ways,
Right,
right?
right.
So let's imagine that we have a Maserati and we have an F-150 right next to each other, right? If you're on a racetrack, one is going to perform far beyond the other, right?
Yeah.
And likewise, if we took those same vehicles out into the country onto some dirt roads, right, or
Yeah.
up into the mountains, one is going to perform a lot better than the other. Will they both be able to accomplish the mission of going around the racetrack or climbing up the mountain or going, through the cornfields? Probably. Will the Maserati last until, like, will it be able to make it to the other side of the cornfield? I don't know. You
Yeah,
know, like,
yeah.
because it's not doing what it was made for, right?
Man,
It's
I
made
love where you're going.
to move.
Agree. I love where you're going with this. This is incredible. Keep
Okay.
going.
Well, it's just like we all are human beings. We all are living in the same world, and we all want and need love and food and water, just like every vehicle needs some kind of fuel, but you can't put gasoline into a diesel engine and you can't put diesel into a gas. So there are unique differences between all of us as people. And so if I am a Maserati, right? Like, but I look at the cornfield or I look at the dirt road and I'm like, I want a little adventure in my life. I'm gonna go for that, right? It's gonna ruin my tires. It might ruin my engine. The paint is gonna be scuffed, and I'm gonna need a new paint job. Like, I'm sure people who know cars could go, with
Further.
that analogy better than me. But there you go. But I think we all understand what I'm saying,
Yeah.
right? Like, as people, I believe that we are created by God and He loves us and He wants us to be happy. And the best way to do that is to be who He has created us to be. So I'm all for I choose. I love the fact that we have free will, and I think that gift from God is only because He loves us so much that He's chosen not to treat us like a master treats a slave, or like a puppeteer, in the sky directing all of our movements. He's given us the freedom to choose to live our lives the way that we want to live, or the way that we choose to live. But He also has created us in a specific way that merits a user manual that goes in the glove box, tell us what tire pressure is ideal and what type of fuel to put in our tanks and how often to change the whatever fluid, right? And so I think if we can figure out what that user manual is for each one of us, how our brain is wired, how we literally, like how we biologically, chemically, are made to be our best version of ourselves, I don't think that's something that we can choose. I think that's programmed into us based on our divine creator.
I love where you're going with this. I think it's super fascinating. Just to kind of, I don't know, to hear what you're the way that you're talking about it. I think this analogy is something that's really good for people. I don't know what make and model I am. So therefore, man, there's times where you want to be on the racetrack, and then there's times where you want to be on the dirt road. Just cruising across the country, right? So, I mean, how do you kind of like, I don't know, how do you figure it out? When do you know like you're on that right road? Like, can you be on the road and then identify the type of vehicle you are rather than, oh, who am I? And then just, oh, I'll go down this road, because all of a sudden you get down that road and you say, man, I'm not really happy with this, or maybe that's not where I'm supposed to be.
So I think it could go either way, and I think we all kind of figure it out, in our own way. If we continue with this analogy, and hopefully it doesn't fall apart on me, but if you're doing okay in the city in your little Maserati, like, but then you're out in the open road, and then you're like on the gravel, and then you're in the cornfield, like, you're gonna know when it's not right. I mean, you're gonna feel like it's not right. And we feel that in our lives. There are certain situations, certain environments, right? That sometimes, I mean, you just know that like it doesn't fit you. You may not know why, but you understand. Like we just kind of have a feeling, right? And people too. Like we can connect really quickly with different people. And then maybe not so much with other certain types of people. And it really is all the wiring inside of our brain. And so in my coaching and in my consulting, I use a psychometric assessment that is based on what I know of what's out there, the best at looking at and identifying the way that our brain is wired. So at the end of the assessment, you come out with, this is your make and model, and there's no other make and model like you. It's like not just the make and model, but the trim package, like everything is unique to you because no one else is like you, right?
So let
So,
me ask you a question. What is it that you use to do that, to identify that?
sure, it's called Clifton Strengths, formerly known as Strengths Finder. It was created by Dr. Donald Clifton, and it's been used for over 40 years, mostly in corporate America, to help teams work together in a professional setting. It was originally designed like very focused on performance, right? How do we get the best performance from you, right, as our employee? But to your question earlier about like, oh, I like living in the city, but what if I want a little adventure in my life, right? Maybe leave the Maserati at home and hop in your buddy's F-150 and you guys go out to the country together, right? Like there are people in our lives that we can partner with. So if we are not naturally gifted or talented in a particular way, if our brain does, I'm not good at numbers. Sitting in front of Excel spreadsheets like is my least favorite thing to do. My brother loves would love that. Would love that. Would all day long. All day. Right? So I'm like, great buddy, you do you, I'll do me. But when he's ready for a good time, who does he call? Right? Hi. And when I need some help with my Excel spreadsheet, who do I call, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I love about this is that when we acknowledge that, ooh, here's a truth bomb for you. Are you ready for
Okay, yeah, I'm
this?
ready.
Okay. When we acknowledge that equality does not equal sameness, we don't have to be the same to be equal, right?
Yeah.
Our society, I think, wants us all to be the same, right? In
Yeah.
order to be equal, but our differences are actually what make us strong. If I can really settle into who I am created to be, who I'm designed to be, the best version of myself, according to my user manual, right? If I can settle into that and be okay not being the F-150, right? Or not being the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, model on the magazine. Like, if I can love the person that I am, then there's no competition. There's no comparison. You can be you and I can be me. And that's a good thing because we each bring something different to the table,
How
right?
do we get there, though? I mean, how do we really get to that place where, we look at ourselves and we understand that, we are who we are? Like, how do we actually get to that place? And I mean that from my heart. Like, because I sometimes I think about the different things that I've done in life and whatever. I don't want to make this about me, but, I want to know, how do you get there?
Well, I spent
And
30
does it
years of my life
change?
trying to
Does it
figure it out.
change?
Say it again.
Does it change throughout, like, throughout your life?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pretty straightforward. I think assessments like Clifton Strengths help us get there a lot faster, right?
Okay.
But you don't have to take an assessment in order to like figure it out. But like, you could go to the doctor and he can run tests and figure out what's wrong with you, right? Like a
Right.
lot faster than if
Right.
you just wait to see if you die because of your symptoms. And then you're like, well, I guess they had cancer. You know what I mean? We can try to figure it out on our own, but those tools are there for a reason, and they can be very helpful. That's really what the change was for me, was going through the assessment and then working with a coach to unpack it and understand like what that means. But if you don't take the assessment or you don't have a coach, there are different things to pay attention to. So you want to think about, remember, if we're thinking about cars, right? Like we want to think about what comes easy to you. Are there certain tasks? Are there certain places that you like to be? Are there certain situations that you find yourself in that are just, they're just easy, right?
Yeah.
Can you go to IKEA, pick out the furniture, and then just take it out of the box and assemble it?
No.
Okay, then that's not one of your talents, right? Not a lot of people can do that, but some people can
Yeah.
because they see all the pieces and in their brain, it just makes sense
Yeah.
how they're all supposed to go together.
Yeah.
It's easy for them.
So interesting. Isn't that fascinating?
It's fascinating. And when we think about ease, when we think about enjoyment, are there certain things that you just love to do? Like time flies by. You're like, oh my gosh, I've been sitting in front of this video footage for 5 hours
For days.
5 days. Okay.
And I haven't eaten, and all of a sudden my wife says, "Hey, you need to eat."
Hey, you live here still? Right? Like there's an ease there that and an enjoyment, and it's a situation like that's a clue to your talents.
Yeah,
That's a
gotcha.
clue to the wiring in your brain.
So should we actively be seeking these clues? I mean, as we're going through life, like, is it important for us to have like an awareness? Should we be, focused on that awareness?
Yeah, of course. Think about like, do you have any plants in your house?
I do, yeah.
I have probably the blackest thumb of anyone ever created, okay?
Yeah.
But like every plant needs a certain amount of water, a certain amount of light, a certain amount of temperature, whatever, whatever. Like it's full shade or it's full sun or it's, you know, all these things.
Yep.
You have to create an environment that is best for that plant to flourish, right? And part of what you do is read the little tag, but part of what you do is just watch the plant,
Yeah.
right? And if it's not happy in that corner, move it closer to the window or move it further away or look around and be like, oh, it's right under a vent. It probably doesn't like that,
Yeah.
right? Being aware of its environment and how it's responding, is how you figure out the best environment for it to thrive. Same for us.
Yeah.
Same for us.
So then maybe people are just not paying attention. Maybe that's what it comes
Course
down
we're
to.
not.
Yeah.
Of course we're not. We're so busy, like going from this thing to that thing to that thing. Like, when was the last time any of us sat down and made time for silence?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't remember the last time I did that.
And I'm not talking about like accidental silence, you know? Like I'm talking about
Yeah.
like intentional, like I want to be silent, to rest and to listen and to be aware, you know, around me and not be, you know, not fill that silence with Netflix or food or whatever it is, you know, like
Yeah. I think though
yeah.
we're at a place right now where there's definitely an increase in like an increased understanding and awareness of like, mindfulness. That's
Yeah.
like huge right now, I mean, 20 years ago if you were like, "Oh, I need to go meditate," they'd be like, "What?"
What? Yeah.
Yeah. But now, I mean, I think it's like it's accepted. It's like the way things are now.
I love that. Yes, mindfulness is huge. And also self-care has become more trendy,
Yep.
but I would love to see the type of self-care that we're talking about here, like with the plant, you know,
Yeah.
creating an environment that cares for that plant 24 hours a day instead of waiting until we're just burnt out and then like taking a bubble bath or gorging on chocolate. Like, that's not caring for us. That's not giving us what we need.
Right.
It's responding to that emptiness, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction when you've kind of when your gas tank is empty and the light goes on, you need to put gas in, right? You have to, otherwise the car is not going to work anymore. And you shouldn't let it get down that low, probably.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So let me ask a question. So for people who are interested in actually like really significantly wanting to make a change,
Yeah.
would you say the first step is just being aware,
Yes.
paying attention to their own environment, paying attention to how they react to certain situations. Would those like should they write them down? Would those be little clues into an understanding of who they are? And to go even deeper, Bria, is that does that mean like I feel like a lot of this is based on feeling, and I don't know if that's like if I want to trust my feelings all the time.
Yeah. Is there a question there?
Yeah, I mean, my question is like, it sounds to me like, all right, look, if our gas tank is not empty, then maybe it's more intellectual. But if the gas tank is empty, then it's probably a feeling that dictates the change that we make in that moment.
Yeah.
So we should probably be
Another
more
one of the
intelligent, right, about it. We shouldn't be like, we should be in a good state of mind, good place in our heart, and then start to take notice.
Not necessarily. I
Okay,
hear what you're
good.
saying.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand it.
Because 70% of our choices that we make are emotional. They're
Okay.
from the limbic system. Like, we even when we think that we're making logical, rational decisions, we're not, right? To continue with the car analogy, like, you know, why did you choose a certain color? Why did you choose a certain car? Like, oh, because it's got, this safety rating, right? You've got kids, you want to make sure that they're safe, right? And this one is like crash test dummies approved, okay?
Yeah.
So we're getting this minivan. That sounds like a logical, rational decision, but it's really based in the emotional desire to protect your family, right?
Yeah.
So 70% is what the scientists tell us. 70% of our decisions are emotional. So a lot of it is paying attention to how we are feeling emotionally and also physically. Energy is another one of the 5 E's that we need to be aware of. What is it when throughout the day, if you set a timer every hour or every 5 hours and check in and say, how am I physically feeling right now? Right? Am I energized? Is what I'm doing pumping my adrenaline? Right? After I give a talk, a keynote out, somewhere where I lead a workshop or something, I'm in front of a lot of people and I'm speaking and I'm teaching and I'm, moving and I'm like, I cannot go to sleep until 2 or 3 in the morning because the adrenaline is pumping so much,
Just
right?
fired up, right?
I gain so much energy from the crowd and the interaction, and then there are other things that drain me after 30 minutes. I'm like done, right?
The
Those
word, the
are
Excel
clues.
sheet.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are clues to our talent. So
Interesting. Okay.
be aware of how you're feeling because that can point you to what to avoid, right?
Yeah, no, I love that. I also want to say, like, I don't want to be dictated by fear. I mean, if we're afraid to do something, we may, if we were afraid to get up on that stage and give that talk, we may have never experienced that adrenaline that you're talking about, So that's another
Right.
emotional state too. How do we decipher, like, when to pull the trigger and when not?
Well, you're asking me like I have all the answers. I cannot.
Well, I mean, I have to say, you have a tremendous amount of insight. I love, love, love talking to you about this. I think it's important for our listeners. And I think these are things that, like, I just, they're important stuff. And I don't expect you to have all of the answers, Bria. I'm not putting you on the spot. It's super conversational. But you have a lot of experience being a coach and meeting with people who I think have been struggling with different pieces,
I think, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion based on what I feel in my gut and what I have seen in my own life and in people's lives that I've had the amazing opportunity to, walk alongside them. I think that the things that scare us the most, like I'm talking like not little insecurities or, whatever. I'm talking about like it keeps you up at night, like, should I really do this? Right? The thought keeps coming back. Like I have this idea for I choose. Like really? Like, is this really something? Like, all these things could go wrong. Nobody could like it. Well, whatever. I mean, whatever went through, goes through our minds. But I think the things that scare us the most are the things that we are called to do, that we're created for.
I love that. Love that. I agree. I agree, man. I think that there's so much in facing those fears and not the insec, not just the insecurities, but the ones that you're talking about, the ones where you're constantly thinking, should I mean, some of these are really big choices. Should I quit my job? Should I start this new job? Should I move out of my home? I mean,
Perfect.
and I mean, I'm 5 months into my move, and again, like, I don't know anybody here where I'm at right now. It was kind of a leap of faith. I felt a calling, and I'm answering the call. I can't explain it. It's where I'm at, and a lot of trust because I am a faith guy, and I've learned to live my life, in that ultimate trust. If I have that ultimate trust and I'm paying attention, I'm listening, and I follow that calling, then you don't feel so alone.
Right. Right. That's right.
So
Yeah.
I think it's difficult for people who don't have that faith to, I don't know. I mean, for people out there who are listening who don't have that faith, I would love to hear from you. Like, how do you cope with it? How do you go through it, you know?
Yeah.
I
And
would.
based on what I know about our neuro-linguistic programming, right? The wiring of our brain, like based on what Clifton Strengths has kind of narrowed down, into ways that people make decisions, right?
Yeah.
And so some of us make decisions based on that feeling, can't explain it. I just know that this is what I'm supposed to do. Other people make decisions by researching all the things and thinking about everything that could go wrong and making sure that they've gathered all of the information, right? Some people are more responsive. They don't really think, they just react. And that's how they move through life, is just kind
Gas
of
tank's
bouncing
empty,
from
fill
one
it.
to the next. What's that?
Gas tank is empty, fill it.
Fill it, right.
Yeah.
What's next? What's next?
Yeah,
What's
yeah,
next? And that can be really, really good if you're aware that that's what's happening, right?
yeah.
And that you are placing yourself in situations and around people where that is a strength, where that's needed,
Right,
right?
right.
It's not so good if you're not aware that you're only reacting to things and you're not really ever choosing things, right? That can get you into a lot of trouble, right?
Yeah.
And it can also lead you from job to job or place to place or relationship to relationship, and you're like blindsided every time it ends, right?
Yeah.
So it's important to know like how we're wired to make decisions, because it's like I thought of this earlier when you asked about awareness, Michael. Like, the reason I hesitated to say yes, awareness is the first thing we should do, is because it's hard to be aware of ourselves. We cannot be objectively aware of ourselves. It's like you can't see the frame if you're in the picture,
Yeah.
right?
That's very, very important.
So that's why we need good friends, good family. Maybe you hire a coach, like someone to have that objective view, to help you, lift the veil and see yourself more objectively, than what we do on our own.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. And I think that, as human beings, like we have to live in somewhat of a community. We have to surround ourselves with either family or friends or good people that we trust that we can
Yeah.
bounce things off of, and people who are going to be honest with us, and
Yes.
tell us who we are. That's
Yes.
super, super important and can be very, very helpful for all of our growth. Bria, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, and again, I mean, I love our conversations. I love what you bring to the table. Why did you get into this? You personally, why?
Oh man, now you're gonna make me cry. I was at a really, really low point in my life. I think we all have, hopefully, just one of those, but it was pretty low. And I just was like, I don't understand why these things keep happening. I don't understand. Like, I'm amazing. I know that. Like, why do these bad things keep happening to me? It doesn't make sense. I'm doing all the right things, I think. Why does it keep happening? And I was in Dallas at the time. I had just moved there 3 months prior for a new job. And I got fired out of the blue with like no reason, no explanation, no anything. It was just like, pack up your desk and go. And literally 2 days before he fired me, he told me that I was doing a great job and that he wanted to talk to me about giving me equity in the company. So, like, really didn't make any sense. So I went back to my apartment and I sat on the floor because I hadn't even bought furniture yet because I just like moved and threw myself into my work. And so I'm sitting at the bottom, like on the floor, and I just am like, why does this keep happening to me? And StrengthsFinder came into my head. I was aware of it from years before. And I went online and I took the assessment, and like I saw on paper, there were words, language that said that I was good. And not because of what I did, right? Not because of what I could do, not because of how much I could sell, or the way that I made, like the way that I was really helpful with people, or it had nothing to do with what I did. It was just who I was, how I was. And the words that were on the paper really resonated with me. They were praising me for things that I had been put down for my entire life, misunderstood, right? Things like, Bria, you have a gift for storytelling. You have a gift for, you have a way with words that connect with people, even strangers, in a short amount of time. And when I read something like that, I hear all of the times that I've been told to be quiet, shut up, go to your room, stop talking, like, in the classroom, like the teacher telling me to be quiet, like, and here, like, it's the same thing, but it's good, right? It's
Wow.
good.
Yeah.
And I mean, the report's 20 something pages, okay? So this is like the real deal. So I just am reading through it and the tears are just coming. And I was like, if I can give one other person, just one other person, this experience that I'm experiencing right now, like, I want to do that. And
How did it make you feel right there in that moment? You're reading through this. Like, what was the feeling?
I mean, I was just,
Was it validation, confirmation? What was it?
it really was just, I felt really seen, and
For who you really are.
like all the things that I knew it intuitively about myself, I didn't have the words for it, right? But I knew that like people listened to me when I spoke. I won oratory contests, back in the day, like persuasive speech contests, but like I never had the words that were on the page. So it was validating, but it was like, because I'm a faith girl too, like it was like God was speaking to me through the pages and saying like this is who I've created you to be, and you are my daughter, and with my daughter I am well pleased, like you are good. Period.
Wow. Yeah, that's some powerful stuff. So this experience that you had set you on this course now to do this kind of work for others. You felt so validated by seeing this and reading this that you wanted to share this with other people. Is that true?
Yeah, I was like, this is, the world needs this.
So you
People
had been
need to
fired
know.
from you've been fired from a job. You're laying on the floor reading this, and the choice that you make right there and then is that you're going to do this for other people.
I got on my computer and I Googled, is strengths coaching a thing? Okay. I didn't really know anything about coaching. I didn't know anything about strengths other than what I was reading in front of me. There was an article that popped up on Google, and it was the top 10 strengths coaches in America. So I click on it, and of course, I want to see number one, right? I kid you not, the number one strengths coach in America lived 10 minutes away from me, was I'm looking on her LinkedIn profile, right? I click through and go to her LinkedIn. She lives 10 minutes away from me. She goes to my church. We have mutual connections. Like some of my best friends are connected to her on LinkedIn. And her profile says that she's looking for pro bono work. So I was like, I just lost my job. Pick me. So I thought, I mean, I reached out to her and I thought that I was asking for an informational interview. So you're a coach. What does that mean? Do you actually make money? How do you get clients? Like, what does your life look like? How can I be a coach? She invites me over to her home, pours me a glass of wine. We sit down on the couch and I'm ready with all my questions. Pretty much like 3 minutes into it, she realizes I don't have a clue, right? She was like, Bria, have you ever been coached? And I was like, no. And she's like, why don't we start there? And I was like, okay. So we moved to the dining room. She opens up her laptop, and 15 minutes into it, looking at my strengths report, I mean, it already had resonated with me, but her objective view and what she knows about the assessment itself, and she was able to provide insight that like tore the blinders off. And it was like I saw myself in this brand new way. And after that, I was like, this is what I have to do. I have to. Like, I can't not help other people understand how much potential they have inside of them, and like how to go for it. So,
Wow. Man, what a story. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I asked.
me too.
You
Yeah,
know,
thanks for sharing.
that's
Please
incredible.
share.
So, for people who are interested in thinking about, having you specifically as a coach, what do they have to do?
Well, you can email me, would maybe be a good way. You can reach out online. You can go to my website and book a free call. I'll get on the phone for 15, 20 minutes and listen to kind of what's going on in your life. Hear about any challenges that you are facing right now or goals that you want to achieve, and share a little bit about, what I might be able to do to help you. That's free to do that. You can book that on my website, which is briaroper.com, or you can email me, hello@briaroper.com, or find me on social. I do all my social media, so happy to have you slide into the DMs. Do the kids still say that these days? I don't know. Right.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, we're coming to the end here, and I'm so glad to hear that story because I know we had spoken in the past, and I had a clearer understanding of what it is you did, but that why is so important to me, just that understanding of why you do what you do, and I'm so fascinated by that, and I'm really happy for you, for you to find, because it sounds to me like you found, the truth.
Yeah, this is it. This is, I believe, like I found my path, literally. It's like I've been driving all these roads, literally. I've moved so many times, so many places, done so many things, but it's like, which has all been good, and God has brought amazing things from that. But this is the place that's like perfect for me, And I think we all have that, and I just want to do whatever I can to help everyone find, their path as well.
Well, I mean, you're doing a great job. And I'm just happy to know you. I mean, I think that I don't know, I just think that anyone who's out there working in this capacity to bring light into people's lives, I mean, I feel like we're all on the same team, like if we were a football team, like we're all on the same team and, we're just playing different positions. But it's like
Love that.
it's we're all going towards the same end zone and we're all going towards the same goal. And that is to bring light into people's worlds, I mean, through the foundation that we've created here, our goal is to do that, educate and inspire people through digital media, and to share people's stories, and so having these Facebook lives with awesome people like yourself and kind of understanding your why and what happened to you and the fact that you didn't have it all together, that you were struggling, I think is so important for people to hear that. Because there's so many
Absolutely.
people in the world who are suffering and they feel alone. They don't know kind of where they're at in life, you know? And, you know, just hearing your story about you being there at that dark place, you know, that bottom,
Yeah.
and how you were able to get out of it through this. So, you know what? Just share with us again, what's the website if people wanted to take the assessment, or should they just visit you?
I don't make any money off of the assessment, so you're happy to call me. I'm happy to share it with you. But you can just go do it on your own. It's strengths, sorry, gallupstrengthscenter.com. And there's only one assessment, but there are two options. You can choose to pay $19.99 and get your top five talents, or you can pay the full $49.99 and then you get to see all 34 talents. Ranked in order from strongest to least strong. And I just think that seeing the full picture brings so much freedom to let go of who you're not, right? By looking at the bottom and being like, you can invest all the time and energy and money into trying to be that person, but you will never be that person, right? And unfortunately, I know we've got the new year and New Year's resolutions coming up. Like most of the time, people make New Year's resolutions based on that bottom, like the things that they're constantly persecuted for, you know? Like if you're not a tidy person, you will never be tidy, no matter how many resolutions you make. Like just not gonna happen, right? So give yourself the freedom to like really invest in where you're great and let go, you know, of who God has not designed you to be. If you're not an F-150, then find an F-150 to be a friend with, you know, but like
Love that. Love
focus
that.
on you.
Yeah, so it's really just accepting who you are.
That's it.
You know?
And accepting other people for who they are and not trying to fix or change or, you know, it's like seeing the beauty in each person as they're meant to be, you know?
Yeah, as they are. Wow, I love that. Well, Bria, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Anything else you want to mention?
Thanks for having me. You are lovely, and I'm so excited that I Choose is back on track, and I just am really inspired by how many people have responded so vulnerably and authentically, and just this community. I see great things for the world because of what you're doing and the people in the community, the gift that everyone is. I mean, it's just this is how the world changes. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, I love doing it, and I'm really, really grateful that we're still rocking and rolling here. I know we're kind of off to a rocky start, the last couple of months, just because of the holidays and myself. I've been not just preaching it, I'm living it. I got a lot of
Yeah.
changes going on in my life that I'm choosing, you know, for myself to better myself and my family. And so, I'm really, really happy that we're getting back on track. We've also had some difficulties with Facebook doing lives, and now we have a new software that's been donated to us called Ecamm Live. If you guys are interested in doing Facebook Lives, I would highly recommend Ecamm Live. So I got to put a
Awesome.
plug in, man. They gave us the software.
There we go.
So I mean, I have to say thank you and share it with people. So, well, Bria, thank you so much. I'm really, really looking forward to chatting with you again offline. And so thank you so much for the time tonight and just sharing.